David for that very good hymn, one that we should think about often. The essence of our serving God is a daily relationship with Him, a confidence of life, a purpose. And it's all found in His forgiveness. And there's a joy, there's a peace, there's a purpose that comes when we know that. This evening, I want to talk about a lesson that may seem technical to some, and you can certainly talk to me about any questions you may have. I do hope that what comes through as we look at this is the importance of forgiveness as it relates to our relationship with God of all men who've ever lived. I'm trying, as we did last time I preached, last Sunday, we're trying this fill-in-the-blank 1.0 for those that want a fill-in-the-blank outline. We've made a few of those, and I'd appreciate feedback on those for those that want to use those to see if we can best improve that. Trying that as a way of trying to get particularly some of our younger people involved in the sermon. How were people saved before the cross? One of the things we do know from the Old Testament is that people were being saved. The book of Hebrews talks about how we can be saved and using people from the Old Testament. In Hebrews 11:5, it says, "By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God, but without faith it is impossible to please him." Here's the context saying, you need to please God like Enoch pleased God. Enoch was taken. He went to the presence of God. And might I say, you don't go to the presence of God without forgiveness. Verse 8, it says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called out to go to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going." Salvation by faith. Salvation, forgiveness. That's the same thing. When you are forgiven, you no longer have the wrath of God. You are saved from that wrath. You know, as you continue in Hebrews 11, we read of Samuel, David, and Gideon that were saved while under the law of Moses, and they are mentioned by name in Hebrews 11:32. Now, of course, some people that study the Scriptures, and they may say, well, now, wait, now, Larry, isn't the only sacrifice that ever provided forgiveness, wasn't that by Jesus? And if the sacrifice that Jesus gave occurred at the end of the Old Testament era, then how could people in the Old Testament be saved? This is a very good question. How could somebody be saved without the provision for their sins having been given? We will try to explore that question this evening. Let's first start with the Old Testament. When you go to the Old Testament, you will find that men of faith were instructed to pray for forgiveness. And so there was instruction given. Here's what you do when you sin. Just a couple of verses, Exodus 32. And here in this case, Moses wanted the people to be forgiven. He was coming to God and said, look, if you don't forgive them, you destroy me too. He had the very spirit that Paul did, where he talked about in the book of Romans how I would rather be accursed for my countrymen. You know, if I could save them. In Exodus 32:32, it says, "Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, I pray, blot me out of your book which you have written." And the Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book." Now Moses prayed earnestly, fervently, for God to forgive his people. Was it possible? Or was that impossible? Did Moses make a prayer to God at that point that God could not fulfill? Moses didn't think it was impossible. Solomon, as he begins his reign, talks about serving God and talks about the people, his people Israel. And 1 Kings 8 and verse 33, it says, "When your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, and when they turn back to you and confess your name and pray and make supplication to you in this temple, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel and bring them back to the land which you gave to their fathers." Here Solomon, in stating this, expected there would come a time, as God warned, where the people would sin and they could be removed from the land. How are they going to get back to the land? And we know this happened. The people were removed. Well, they were to humble themselves. They were to turn to God. They were to pray for forgiveness. And I would assume here this was something God could do for them because they did come back to the land. Again, there's so many examples, but this is maybe kind of a lesson. We just have so much repetition. But let's look at other verses. Daniel. Daniel prayed for Israel. In Daniel 9 and verse 19, he says, "O hear, O Lord, hear. O God, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name." Forgiveness. Let me tell you what happens if we don't have forgiveness. We don't have a relationship with God. If you don't have forgiveness, you have the wrath of God. Again, I appreciate the song that was led, the having the comfort, the presence of God, not having to worry about picking things up. When you're forgiven, you have that relationship. Do you have such a relationship?